Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Starbucks announcing its 2025 holiday menu with several existing and new flavored drinks going on sale this week. But what's generating the most buzz is a new item, the $30 Barista mug.
Barista?
No. Bear. B-E-A-R.
Oh.
Barista mug.
Okay.
A glass cup for cold drinks resembling a honey bear container.
Okay.
The mug, which is topped with a green silicone beanie, went on sale today as Starbucks stores began offering its holiday menu. The mugs, by the way, if you can get one, get one.
Yeah.
They sell for $30. But they're going on eBay between $150 and $400 a pop.
It's like the little tote bags that Trader Joe's was selling a couple of years ago. You could get them from Trader Joe's for $2, and they intentionally, it's intentional scarcity, or I don't remember what the actual marketing term is, but something scarcity, where they only sell so many of them, and they explode on the secondary market.
Remember when they came out with those, they came in either red or green. They were Christmas plastic Starbucks cups with the lid and everything on it.
Yeah, the tumblers.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And people were going out of their minds. Mm-hmm.
You know, every time I think to myself, we can't be that dumb. We can't deserve all of the dumb stuff that happens to us as a society. And then I find out that people are spending $300 for a cup.
Yeah. Peloton, did not know they still existed, is recalling 833,000 of its original series Bike Plus exercise bikes because the seat post can break, potentially causing riders to fall off.
It could be worse.
The maker of the internet-enabled fitness equipment has received 3 reports of the seat post. How could it be worse, Sam?
Well, the seat could detach and the post could remain, if you get my drift.
And go places you wouldn't want the post to go.
That would certainly be worse than falling off of the bike. Now, there have been some serious injuries reported. I'm not trying to make light of those. But when I initially saw this headline, my brain immediately went to the seat goes flying, the post remains. Oh, whoa! Just trying to get some exercise, man.
You get goosed a little bit.
But, yeah, Peloton, once again, this is like their, what, fifth recall? They had the Peloton Tread, which was the treadmill that was literally sucking children underneath it.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, sorry, Peloton. I've never had one. I don't know if your product is amazing
or as amazing as you say it is. Because remember, they exploded in popularity during COVID because it was a way that you could stay home, get a workout on your bicycle.
You could kind of get that cycle style class without going to a class because you could have the actual Peloton trainer yelling at you through the screen.
Right.
Are they still popular? If you go on Facebook Marketplace and search Peloton, you see a lot of them. And part of that was driven by the fact that they just kept driving their costs up because when every single person was buying a Peloton and subscribing to these workout classes, they were making all the money in the world. Well, once gyms opened back up, it's a whole lot cheaper than whatever Peloton was charging to just go to the gym or go to that cycle class and actually have real community in person. And so their sales dropped and they hiked prices and people are getting rid of them.
Well, so a Peloton bike sells for $2,495.
And I think it was, I'm just pulling numbers out of thin air here based on my memory, but I think it was like $19 a month and they upped it to like $40 a month. You know, you double the price and a lot of people are going to stop subscribing.
Great point from the text line. You know what really pisses me off is, this is from 2924. You know what really pisses me off is people complaining about the prices in this country and inflation and how they can't afford Christmas. But yeah, let's go out and pay $400 for a coffee mug.
Mm-hmm.
Great point, Texter.
Well, I mean, that applies to many things in life. People complain, you know, I'm tired, my back hurts. Well, did you drink any water? Did you eat any protein today? Yeah.
Wow. Your empathy meter is on zero.
There's a lot of people that complain about a lot of things that they have complete control over. Like, I don't know, not spending $400 on a stupid cup. Which, by the way, if you think you're going to buy that cup for $400 and 20 years from now, sell it for, what, $105? Throw it in the dumpster?
100 pennies?
Yeah. Well, no, there won't be pennies at that time.
Well, that's true. Archaeologists have discovered evidence of an ancient religious practice in northern Israel in addition to a wine press dating back roughly 5,000 years.
Oh.
The wine press, which is likewise the earliest relic of wine production in Israel, was found during an excavation.
They were ripping up a bunch of dirt to put in a highway.
That's correct.
Something tells me that wine press did not remain intact in that process.
Pressing, by the way, officials say the wine press, which was carved from stone, was evidence that a Canaanite religious group existed at the site thousands of years ago. Huh. Fascinating. Quick break. Sam Stevie, my name is Scott Parks. Dana is heading on her way right now to the Titanic exhibit dinner this evening, so we'll get a full recap of how exciting this clearly is going to be when she returns tomorrow. And oh, don't forget, in the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow, it is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, and that is brought to you by Q39.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.